The anger we're seeing on the streets of Egypt and in the Arab world has been building for a long time. There are all sorts of reasons: lack of free speech, dismal economies, sectarian wars. Some solace can be had through screaming in a public square or through song. Heavy metal has grown on a parallel track with that Middle East anger, especially among young people. This band is a hit among Arabs in the region, even though the place where it's from isn't. Orphaned Land is the name of this band, and they're from Israel. But their music is becoming the battle cry of young people throughout the Middle East. Daniel Estrin went to a concert in Tel Aviv and brings us this report.
The fans have tattoos, leather boots, t-shirts decorated with skulls. The guitarist on stage is a bouncing blob of long hair. Nothing unusual for metalheads, I thought. But then I went backstage and met lead singer Kobi Farhi, and he started talking like a flower child.
The land who gives us so many fruits, so many vegetables, so many air to breathe. This is just love.
Is this the same man who sings this?
People stereotype heavy metal as something who is not the way it truly is. We are breaking all stereotypes, simply as that, of music, of religion, of politics, of nationality. We're just here to break it.
Farhi wants you to look past his tattoos, all 11 of them, and try to understand why heavy metal speaks to him and to so many young people in the Middle East.
I was a teenager, and when I discovered metal, I felt that this is the only true thing that I have discovered in this world. The only thing that was without any masks.
Farhi says he got sick of fanatics masking their beliefs as religion. He got sick of the endless wars plaguing the Middle East. This song is called Disciples of the Sacred Oath 2. It's from their latest album. It directly addresses the conflict between Jews and Muslims in the region.
We're speaking with our Muslim brothers. It's like we're speaking to them face to face in this song, asking them, shall we see the end of war, blood brothers, or shall we fill another grave for ourselves we couldn't save?
This isn't a song of peace strummed on a guitar around a campfire.
Weapon of mass destruction. Yeah, anger is a part of our art. I mean, if we want to describe the wrath of God, or if we want to describe the anger of people fighting each other and killing each other in the name of God, distorted guitars and growlings will be the best filter to do it.
Orphanland actually came onto the scene 20 years ago, mixing Middle Eastern melodies with quotes from the Quran and the Bible. This song takes its lyrics from a 400-year-old Yemenite Jewish poem. Ears perked up throughout the region, and the band gained fans in Arab countries, where they usually have no exposure to Israeli culture. For some Arab fans, it's been risky. Farhi says a while back, an Egyptian fan got 6 months in jail because he had an Orphanland CD. The authorities said the music was Satanism. So then, when the band went on a 6-year hiatus, the usual rock band nonsense, they got an email from a fan in Jordan who sent a video attachment showing his tattoo of the Orphanland logo.
This was a moment that changed our life. And I understood right there that the band is the most important thing that we could do. So the Israeli Orphanland was resurrected by an Arab guy.
When the unrest in Egypt broke out last week, Orphanland sent a shout-out to their Egyptian fans on Facebook. Many Egyptian fans replied with gratitude. The band recently performed in Turkey at a time when Turkish-Israeli relations are at an all-time low. When the band was there, they got a peace award from a Turkish university. And they met fans from Iran and Syria, countries that are sworn enemies of Israel. That's the beauty of what the band stands for, says one Israeli fan in Tel Aviv.
So you can still practice your religion and still have peaceful relations with people around you. So that's the message, and that's good.
You don't need to flood the streets of Tunisia or Egypt to challenge the norm in the Middle East. Banging your head to Quranic lyrics and tearing your vocal cords singing Jewish poetry? Around these parts, subversion can take many forms. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.
Orphanland's music brings this program to a close. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for joining us.